good holiday? Yes. Where did you go? Park? Beaches? Hills? Mountains? Or just stayed at home? Stayed at home, taking a rest for a while. Before we travel, we would make some plans. What would you do before you travel? We usually make plans on what to do, where to go, and how to do it. I would make plans before I travel. Why? Because it helps me to prepare for what to do. And it helps me to save time, save money, and save energy. Our Lord has His plans. His plan is to save His people from their sins. His plan is to save them from this evil and wicked world. And He decided to send Jesus to save His people. And Jesus was sent into the world to save His people. And Jesus started talking about His plan. His plan is to save them from their sins. And He appointed disciples of Christ, and they followed the message of God. And they believed that Jesus is the Lord and Savior. And Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us about the plan of God. Today, I'm here to talk to you about the plan of God. For the next few weeks, I'll be talking to you about the book of Jonah. I chose this book of Jonah because it tells us about the plan of God. And it contains the story of saving God's people. The book of Jonah has 4 chapters, and it has a clear message of God. We will see what God did, His mighty works, to save His people. The book of Jonah is known as the Minor Prophets. It is a brief, clear, and significant message of God and His plan. Here we will see what God's plan is. Jonah was known as one of the great prophets in Israel. He served as a prophet during the 8th century BC. At the time, the country was attacked by Assyria. It was one of the powerful countries in the time of Jonah. Jonah means dove. In the Bible, a dove is a symbol used to bring peace. God used Noah to save His people. In the time of Noah, many did evil against God. God judged the wicked people, but saved Noah and his family because they were righteous in God's eyes. God sent rain for 40 days to destroy the world. But He saved His people. On the last day, Noah sent the dove to make sure when they could get out of the ark. Noah and his family were saved, and they went out of the ark. Our Lord decided to save His people from their sins. And Jesus was sent into the world. Many have been saved through Jesus. Through the death and the resurrection of our Lord, our sins were forgiven, and we could come to God. God was with Jonah. In the book of Jonah, chapter 1, verse 1 to 2 says, the word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai. Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me. The world was evil in God's eyes, and God sent Jonah to deliver the message of God. The same God is still talking to each one of us to follow Him. Our Lord wants us to obey God in every situation. Our Lord wants us to talk about the message of God here today. What did Jonah do? Let us read verse 3. But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. What did Jonah do? He ran away. He didn't follow the word of God. What would you have done if you had been Jonah? Nineveh was the capital city of Assyria. It was an enemy against the country of Israel. God told Jonah to speak about his plans. His plan is to save them. Assyria was one of the powerful countries in the time of Jonah. It attacked Israel and Judah many times. The Assyrians killed many people of Israel and forcefully took out their food and belongings. The people of Israel hated the Assyrians for that reason. And the Assyrians didn't believe in God. How could it be possible for the people of Israel, who were chosen by God to preach about the message of God to Assyrians? What would you have done if you were Jonah? I heard the story from one of the most famous ministers in South Korea. He was born and brought up during the colony of Japan at the beginning of the 1900s. He was very sad to see that many of his family members, friends, relatives, and neighbors were killed by Japanese. Later, he became a minister and got a call as a missionary to Japan. At the beginning, he hesitated to go to Japan because he couldn't forgive those people. However, he was touched by God, and he was concerned about Japanese people. Finally, he decided to preach the message of God to Japan. Thanks to him and his efforts, there have been many believers of Christ in Japan today. The minister was like Jonah. He didn't like to go to Japan, but God showed his love and grace to him. He looked at the cross of Jesus, and he changed his mind to follow God. He knew that Jesus died on the cross to save his people from their sins. It might not have been possible if there wasn't God's love and grace. Now there are many Korean people are serving as missionaries in Japan. And I pray that both countries will work together to build the kingdom of God here on the earth. What did Jonah do? Did he follow the message of God? No, he didn't. God told him to go to Nineveh in the west, but Jonah was about to go to Tarshish in the west. It was in the opposite direction. What was the result? God sent a strong wind. Verse 4 says, such a bad storm came up that the ship was about to be broken down. This shows that Jonah and the sailors were in a critical situation. They were about to die. How can we apply this into our lives? In any situation, we are to obey God. We should follow the message of God. Otherwise, we will be in a big trouble. Do you remember the sermon last Sunday? What did God do for Joshua and the people of Israel? The book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 7 and 8 says, be careful to obey all the law. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. We need to follow the law of God. God wants us to obey the law of God. Did Jonah obey God? What was he doing? We read verse 5 and verse 6. Jonah was down below deck, sound asleep. He was sleeping at a critical time. And the ship's captain said in verse 6, how can you sleep at a time like this? I am still wondering how he was sleeping. The heavy storm came and many people were very afraid because they might have died. Have you ever had any experience like that? In 1996, I was traveling in a big boat heading to an island with university steps. On the way, we were in a critical situation because there was a strong wind and the boat was about to sink. I saw most people crying, weeping, shouting, and vomiting. Most of them thought that they might have died. If I have died, I might not have been here talking about the message of God. But thanks be to God, I prayed and God answered and He saved us. Look at these people. They were terrified and they threw the ship's cargo because of the heavy waves. Sometimes I would think that why I was carrying too many things on my shoulders. Worry, stress, anxiety. We need to give all of these to our Lord. Because Jesus was sent to this world to carry all of our burdens. Where was the ship headed? It was sailing to Tarshish. According to Nelson's Illustrated Bible Dictionary, Tarshish was famous for its ships. The ships carried gold, silver, iron, and all sorts of valuables. They carried such great riches. They were a symbol of wealth, power, and pride. And what happened to the ship of Jonah and other sailors? Sailors were throwing down all of their valuables into the sea. These valuables were very good. And the sailors might have needed them. But they could not save their lives. I want to ask you, what are the valuables in your lives? What are the valuables in your lives? Money, wealth, power, And what? Are they more valuable than our Lord Jesus? Are they more valuable than our Lord Jesus? Look at these people. In that critical situation, they had to throw away all of their belongings and valuables. What they did next? They prayed to their own gods. Humans were created by God in His own image. And thus they have a tendency to look for God. These sailors prayed to their gods. But things were getting worse. In this world, we would often see some happenings that we could not handle by ourselves. Because there is the only one who could control and solve out the problem. Who is that? That is Jesus. That is Jesus, because He has got the key. There was a woman who was bleeding for 12 years. The Bible says that she had done so many things. She had met with many medical doctors. But she was getting worse. Finally, she heard about Jesus, and she went to see Jesus. After she met with Jesus, she was completely healed. The Bible still says that Jesus has got the key. He's the way, and He's the truth, and He is the life. Look at the Bible. The sailors asked their gods for help. But it was getting worse. They didn't discover what brought the disaster. Later, they knew that it came from Jonah, and they prayed to God all together. And the sea calmed down. All of them were frightened because they knew that it happened because of the magnificent God. In this world, we see that there are many who are not believers of God. But in hard times, they understand that they cannot handle all sorts of problems by themselves. The book of Psalm 53, verse 1 says, "The fool says in his heart, there is no God." The fool says, in his heart, there is no God. But we believe that there is God. We believe that there is God. God has been engaged in our journeys. He has been engaged in our ministries. What we can do? We need to come to Him. We need to meet with Him. We need to accept Him as our Lord and Savior. And we are to follow Him. We are to live and walk for Him at all times. What happened next? What happened next? Verse 17 says, "The Lord sent a big fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was inside the fish for 3 days and three nights." Jonah is in the belly of the big fish. What will Jonah do? Do you know what he can do? Next week, we'll see what Jonah was doing while he was in the belly of the big fish. Please come to see next Sunday. Let us pray.